Great to have your company. Sam Edmund with you for Dwayne Russell. As I mentioned just before that little break, some breaking news out of Adelaide. Channel 10 reporting that the AFL and the South Australian government have agreed upon the terms for a round two showdown. Of course, this was likely once the South Australian government eased those restrictions. Now, umpires, obviously the quarantine restrictions in terms of entering that state remain in place. So umpires would fly to Adelaide 2 weeks early for quarantine under this proposal. A specialist broadcast crew would be exempt to fly in, go to the Adelaide Oval and the hotel only, and then fly out. Interstate commentators would not be part of the exemption at this stage, so they would be local callers. A lot of those commentators, as we know in the AFL, will be calling remotely anyway when it comes to the TV broadcast. So they will probably call, well, I'd say definitely call from a hub elsewhere. We know that's what Fox are doing and what Seven are doing as well. Changing codes. The NRL, they've been aggressive from the outset, haven't they? And their season resumes on Thursday night, May 28. It will be the Broncos, fifth after two rounds, up against the Parramatta Eels. That's going to take place at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane. I mentioned how aggressive they'd been. The boss of the NRL, Peter Volandis, he was part of that News Corp symposium yesterday, and he made a quite extraordinary, suggestion that if he could go back in time pre-COVID-19 and navigated a path back to the game, well, he probably wouldn't have taken a break at all.
If I had the time again, I wouldn't have stopped the game. I don't think we were any risk playing on. If we had implemented the biosecurity measures we have in place now, look, there was the challenges in relation to the closure of the borders, but I think we could have got around all that. So if there was one regret, maybe we acted too quickly and maybe we should have waited another week to see the infection rates. I think what spooked us the most in New South Wales was the Ruby Princess, where 3,500 or 4,000 people got off the boat not knowing if they're infected or not infected, and that's probably scared me more than anything else. And that's why I think that we had no option at the time. But hindsight's a very valuable, great thing to have. And if I had my time again, as long as the government's allowed it, we would not have stopped.
So you'd have gone straight through, like racing. Is that you're saying?
Yeah, look, we've proven it in racing, and not only in New South Wales, but right around Australia, that if you have proper biosecurity measures, the participants do the right thing and they abide by them, the risk is minimal. And as I said, it was 1,001 for them to catch it, especially with our self-isolation protocols that we were going to put in place at that particular point in time. So, using racing as the example, I don't think that was that big a risk for us to continue on.
Ben Eichen is the host of NRL 360, of course, on Fox Sports. Gee, Benny, Peter speaking his mind there. It's something we've gotten used to over the last couple of months.
Yeah, you've got to admire, I guess, his bullish style of leadership. I mean, it's fantastic to see that we've got someone fighting so hard for the game. In respect to what he said at the News Corp symposium yesterday, it probably would have been more difficult. I mean, he spoke about hindsight, knowing what he knows now, but the truth is we probably didn't know those things when the competition came to a grinding halt, and it was the break from playing football that allowed Peter Volandis to set up what we've called Project Apollo. That group of people that designed the protocols that allowed rugby league to commence again, or will commence again next Thursday. So I think, I guess the lesson for me, having sort of played and covered this game as a journalist now for the better part of 30 years, is that he absolutely was the right leader for this time. We needed someone that was strong, that was decisive, that had experience. He had all those things. And I think the game's been really well placed because Peter Volandis has been at the helm.
Well, I think you hit on something I was going to ask you about, because Brett from Bunyip has just texted in saying, I don't agree with everything that Peter Volandis says, but at least he has the balls to make the decisions in the best interests of his game. The AFL executives are so scared of backlash that they make decisions on what appears to be right rather than what is right. And that's what you touched on with Peter, isn't it? I think at the outset, when he charted that return to play plan, everyone thought he was absolutely crazy. And now it turns out it's been just a marvellous act of initiative and not even brazenness. He's just gone after it and he's got it.
He has, but I mean, there can be downsides with moving quick like that and making, what can be seen as unilateral decisions, is that, you get people offside, and if you haven't got everybody engaged, which hasn't necessarily been the case here, because, the message he made clear from the start is that his work was basically trying to help the game avoid financial catastrophe. So all of a sudden, rugby league that, you know, almost operates as the European Union, you know, all these different sort of states, countries who have different philosophies on how to conduct business, some financially strong, others not so much, different political views, tend to be very separate in our code. But, you know, this time round, I guess the one thing Peter Volandi set up his sleeve is that everybody wanted the same thing, right, which is pretty rare in rugby league. So I guess for me, you know, I look at Peter Volandi's in the NRL, how they've handled it. And yes, it's been different from the AFL, but there is also upside being the follower and watching the other code potentially make some mistakes, give you a little bit more time to plan. I know and understand that the AFL has got a couple of committees at work at the moment, one preparing for the game to return and the mechanics of that in 2020, another committee that's working feverishly about how the game operates in the new economy, 2021 and beyond.
Yep.
And the NRL kind of has been more focused on just getting the game up and going this year. We'll probably move into that second phase once the footy starts being played. So, look, there is good and bad both sides. I'm just happy that eventually we're going to have the footy back on TV because it's a really weird time we're in at the moment. And I think everybody needs this positive distraction.
And just on that, obviously, as I say, 7:50 Thursday night, May 28, Broncos Eels. What's the sense of anticipation like up in that part of Australia at the moment, the prospect that we're getting so close now?
Well, so I'm Brisbane based, so I got sent home when the competition was called off. 360, NRL 360 was stopped. So I jumped on the plane and headed back north of the border. So to think that the team that sits in the town where I live, the Brisbane Broncos, who had such a great start to the season, you know, beat the Cowboys into the Rabbitohs, are going to be the first game. Everybody's buzzing here in Brisbane. I mean, you're a rugby league fan. You don't care really what game comes on. But living in Brisbane, now the Broncos are going to be first up at Suncorp Stadium on that Thursday night, even though you can't go and see them. Based on what happened last year, if you remember, in that finals game where the Eels absolutely trounced the Broncos, I think there's a lot of Broncos fans around town here that are out for a bit of revenge. So it's a double whammy of positivity.
And Ben, what have you made of the fixture? Because it was released this week by the NRL, and it's obviously a TV schedule rather than a draw for obvious reasons, but not everyone's happy with it. I saw Nick Politis, another man who's not backwards in coming forward, the Sydney Roosters chairman. He's really not happy with it.
It was fit for purpose, right? And almost one off. And look, I had been arguing from the start, personally, that I felt that the competition that we entered into at the start of the year had been corrupted enough to suggest that maybe we just create a new competition for 2020. But I understand why they wanted to play for our Telstra Premiership and our Proven Summons Trophy. So they got up to 20 rounds, but, you know, it's not only the draw that's fit for purpose for the broadcasters, you know, we're going to have one less match official in our code, you know, which is different from those first two games. We've also got the introduction of a new rule, which nobody knows how it's going to affect the game. So to think that we're kind of still holding on to those points that were won in rounds one and two before the competition stopped, for me, is a bit of a joke. But I haven't been part of the conversations, and I wholeheartedly understand the teams that work for sort of three, four months to win those first two games, why they want to hold on to those points. So look, there's positives and negatives both way, but at the end of the day, footy's back on. It's going to look a little different. The season's going to run a little shorter, but we're going to have a finals, we're going to have a premier, and then of course the jewel in our crown happens in November. We've got three Origin games, and in the middle of that we've got the Women's Origin. So it's footy's back and it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, three straight Wednesdays in November for State of Origin will be fascinating. Yeah. And it all means, Ben, that you've got an absolute stack to talk about on NRL 360 and you're back in your snuggly little regular spot on Monday night from this next week.
I am. Well, I can't fly, see, so I can't come home. So I'm actually packing up the car today and tomorrow and I'm driving to Sydney to base myself out of Blues territory for the foreseeable future. So I'm hopefully that the border restrictions sort of ease, you know, closer to 1 month than three, so I don't have to stay down with all them New South Welshmen. But I drive down Sunday, first show Monday night, and I can't wait.
You join Paul Kent, of course. You do a magnificent job on that program. Ben Eichen, host of NRL 360, thanks so much for joining us.
Good on you, Sammy. Thank you.
It's going to be great to watch the NRL roaring back into life. May 28, the Broncos and the Eels from 7:50. The AFL Record digital edition now, of course, is out now. It's available at sen.com.au and the SEN app. Thanks to Karcher.